is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Foreign Minister of the Sultanate of Oman, Badr al-Busaidi, arrived in New Delhi today ahead of the second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting to be held in the national capital this afternoon. In a social media post, the External Affairs Ministry said his visit will further strengthen the multifaceted strategic partnership between India and Oman. Earlier this morning, Minister of State for Foreign Affairs of the United Arab Emirates, Khalifa Shaheen Al-Marar, also arrived in New Delhi to participate in the meeting. Our correspondent reports that the second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting is expected to build on existing cooperation, expanding and deepening the partnership.
India-Arab trade stands at over $240 billion. Bilateral hydrocarbon trade exceeds $107 billion and accounts for nearly half of the bilateral trade. India imports over 95% of LPG, 60% of LNG and 47% of crude oil requirement from the Arab League countries, in addition to more than 50% of fertilizers and related products. Most of India's external trade passes through the Suez Canal, the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. Indian companies invest in energy sector in Oman, UAE, Iraq, Kuwait, Bahrain, Jordan, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Sudan, South Sudan, Algeria, Libya and Morocco. This partnership spans food and energy, financial services, health and education, IT, renewable energy, including startups and large infrastructure projects. Over 9 million Indian diaspora live in Arab League nations. With Dipendra Kumar, Suparna Sekia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. After presentation of the budget in the lower house, the copy of the budget will be tabled in the Rajya Sabha. This will be the ninth consecutive budget presentation by Ms. Sitharaman since assuming office in 2019. The Supreme Court has ruled that the right to menstrual hygiene is an integral part of the right to life under Article 21 of the Constitution. The Apex Court yesterday issued a series of binding directions to states and union territories and schools to ensure dignity, health and equality for girls and women. A bench of Justice J.B. Pardiwala and R. Mahadevan directed all states and union territories to ensure that every school provides biodegradable sanitary napkins free of cost to adolescent girls. The Apex body made it clear that the compliance would be mandatory for both government and private institutions. It warned that private schools could face derecognition if they fail to provide separate toilets for girls and boys or do not ensure access to free sanitary pads for students. The Bangladesh Hindu Buddhist Christian Unity Council has accused the government of grossly underreporting communal violence, claiming at least 522 incidents occurred across the country in 2025, far higher than the 71 acknowledged officially, raising serious concerns ahead of the February 12th parliamentary election. At a press conference in Dhaka, the minority rights group said the incidents resulted in 66 deaths and included 28 cases of violence against women, 95 attacks on places of worship, and more than 100 attacks on minority homes and businesses. In Tamil Nadu, four women were killed in an accident early this morning at Tiruchirappalli. The accident occurred at around 5 o'clock at the Chennai-Tiruchi National Highway. The 39th Surajkund International Self-Reliant Crafts Festival began at Surajkund today. The fair, with a theme Local to Global Atmanirbhar Bharat, was inaugurated by Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan. The closing ceremony of the 16-day Shilp Mahotsav will be held on the 15th of next month. And in badminton, India's Devika Sihag will take on fifth seed Huang Yu-sun of Chinese Taipei in the semi-finals of the Thailand Masters 2026 badminton tournament at the Nemabutra Stadium this afternoon. The match will begin at 1:45 p.m. IST. Devika defeated the world number 16 Supanida Kattithong of Thailand in the quarterfinals. In another women's singles quarterfinal, Isharani Barua bowed out after losing to Malaysia's Wong Ling Ching. And with that, we end this news bulletin.